Hi everyone, this is Angela
Radio.
Doctor. Hi everyone, this is Angela Doctor coming to you today on The Awakening, and I'm just going to take about 15 minutes of your day. Today I want to just briefly touch on a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I've written two books on it and really just wanted to share with you about those. The topic is on death and dying. And it is something that is often very hard to talk about or to know how to start. And I just wanted to share with you, I wrote my first book on the topic back in 2008. And it came to me when a friend of ours lost her husband in a sudden accident. And he left behind two children at the time who were about 2 and 4 years old. And the day before, his wife also found out she was pregnant with their third child. This accident actually happened in 1998, even though the book wasn't published till 2008. And it just shows me, too, that God's timing, even in writing, is very important. Back in 1998, when he passed away, I wrote the bulk of the book very quickly over just a week or two. And then over the next 10 years, a couple of different sections were added as God brought things into my own life about it. I have experienced death through the years of people close to me, or people close to me have lost loved ones, and as well as I've experienced a lot of sorrow and suffering and loss of earthly relationships, which is a death on their own. And the thing is that the Word of God never changes, no matter what the circumstances are. And He is faithful, and He has a plan. And so out of those life lessons and out of those trials and tribulations in my own life were the things that I was able to share in this first book. There are two books I'm going to kind of talk about as we go throughout today. The first one was published in 2008. It's called Dance in the Rain, His Joy Comes in the Morning. And the second one is called A Tribute to Life and Love. And it came out just about a month ago. We're shy just a couple days here. Dance in the Rain is a two-part book. The first part is a journal, and the second part is a Bible study. The journal portion is what makes up the entirety of the second book, A Tribute to Life and Love. I had some requests to have just the journal portion featured by itself, so I went ahead and did that. The journal portion can be personalized to any loss, any situation. There is a section in there called This Gift I Leave You, which was added along the way. It's in both books. I had the privilege at one point of working with a mom who was at the end of her life, and she was getting ready to leave behind children. There was 8 children, I believe, and they were ages in their early 20s down to about 3. And it was just really on my heart as I spent time with her that you know, those older children would know who she was. They would have her guidance and her advice with them the rest of her life, but those younger children would soon not have memories. And so I added this chapter. We were actually in the middle of the publishing process, and I told my publisher, I said, you have to stop everything while I add this chapter in. And so This Gift I Leave You prompts things that a person who is facing uncertainty or facing known death, such as in the case of a terminal illness and end of life, they can fill out the chapter and just talk about things that, you know, if I was here, I'd want you to know this. And the biggest lesson I wish I could be around to teach you would be, you know, X, Y, Z. It also gives letter prompts if you wanted to sit down and write letters. There's a good 40 or 50 letter writing prompts. You know, the book is not necessarily complete in its entirety just because so many of us are, you know, no death or no loss is the same. And so definitely, if you think of something you want to add or you want to say, you know, you can definitely personalize it to your own situation. There's sections in there if you've lost a toddler or an infant. There's sections in there if you've had a miscarriage. I ended up adding that when I had a miscarriage in 1999. But it's just oftentimes we wait till it's too late, or we wait till the very end of life, and then we don't know how to discuss things. And this book is very, very helpful, either one of them, for someone who does, who has already lost someone. But so often what I want to share is that we prepare wills and we prepare power of attorneys and we make a decision on organ donation, but we don't often leave, take time to prepare a legacy to leave. And back in 2008, when the book was just coming out, the week that it was released, we lost a friend in Afghanistan, and my children were 9 and 11 at the time, and my 9-year-old came to me, and his dad and I were getting ready to go on a plane together to go to the funeral. And, you know, we had been away before, but we hadn't ever gone, just the two of us on a plane. And so my son came to me with the book, and he said, "Mommy, can you fill this out for me?" And it just opened up the door for a very natural conversation of fears that, what if we didn't come home together? Or what if one of us didn't come home? And that's, you know, one of the purposes of the book is to hopefully have some of these questions be a starting place and not have it wait till it's after the fact and it's too late. And I did fill out the books for him that day, and it just, I was able to say to him, you know, if God takes us, it doesn't mean it's a failure on God's part. And, you know, he looked at me even at 9 and he said, it just means God has a different plan for us, right? And that's true. And that is something that comes naturally for me to discuss. It's a blessing. I've been able to help in several different situations with some of those last conversations. And I just want to be part of maybe opening that communication a little bit sooner so we can talk about the good things and the memories and what can I pass on and what can I leave on. So either book is great, whether you have already faced the loss or whether you're facing the loss. You know, I come from a pretty active military family, and my heart is always with those as well, you know, because we just don't know. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And when I think about family members or people that I love who have served or who are serving, nobody is just guaranteed anything, and that's a constant reminder. And my son, who's now 18, left home in the spring to serve, and I had him sit down and fill out a book for me. And it was just a joy to see it come full circle, you know, as you get prepared to send them off and you just don't know what God has planned for their future, and you release your child to him, you know, military or not. I think my heart's a little bit more tender because he is. But as I got prepared to release him, just not knowing, you know, what God has planned for his future, it was a comfort and a joy, and we spent a good, you know, couple hours laughing while he was filling out his journal portion, and I was able to, you know, recall some of the memories he was sharing, and it's just a gift I will always treasure now, no matter what happens with him, you know. And if God should call him home, I know that it's not a failure on God's part either, but I've done my part. We've not only, you know, done the power of attorneys and the wills and all of that, but now I have some of his memories in his own handwriting from his own words that I can treasure forever. So I just want to be able to pass that on and open that door for people to be able to broach this difficult subject. The the journal has hundreds and hundreds of questions in it. Dance in the Rain has a Bible study portion on that goes in depth on anger and sorrow and suffering, and then just turning it into a testimony as well. So hopefully, you know, many people will be moved by that as well. There is also a portion in Dance in the Rain that addresses when a loved one isn't saved. I had someone in my life pass away that I was not sure of their salvation a number of years ago, and I had to go to a friend who had lost both of her parents at a young age, and she became a Christian later, and she wasn't sure of their salvation either. And she just helped me really to find the peace and search the scriptures and to just come back to a place of knowing that God doesn't fail in spite of us, and that it's not God's will that anybody should perish without knowing him. And so what to do when a loved one isn't saved or when you're not sure, it leads you through searching the scriptures and hopefully coming to a place of peace with that as well. But whatever book you choose, the book is great for literally everybody, and I know that's a cliche when you often hear that everyone should own a copy, but truly, because none of us are immune, we're all going to pass on to another life at some point or another. We're all going to be faced with sorrow and loss, regardless of, you know, our socioeconomic status or race or gender. It's something that we all have in common at a very basic level. And so this book is great for literally anybody. It's great for counselors and pastors and hospice, you know, just whichever version you find more appropriate in the situation. So be sure to check out either one of those. Again, the portion that has, or the book that has the Bible study and the journal in it is called Dance in the Rain, His Joy Comes in the Morning. And the newer version without the Bible study, just contains the journal portion, is called A Tribute to Life and Love. It's by Angela Doctor, and the last name is spelled D-O-C-K-T-E-R. Dance in the Rain was actually published under Angela Doctor Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, in 2008. They're both available on Amazon. If you want to get a hold of me, my website is www.createdtobe, that is created, the number 2, and the small letter B as in boy, .com. And I'm also on Facebook under Angela A. Doctor author page. And I just hope that you all have a blessed day. I hope that you pick up a copy of the book or multiple copies of the book and share it with people in your life who you want to leave a legacy with or who you know might already be struggling from a loss. And I just hope that doors are open and the conversation becomes easier. And hopefully that this will help bring some healing where there is often hurt. So you all have a blessed day, and thanks for tuning in.